Hey guys, Rob here from the Big Red Express. Thanks for pressing the download button on today's podcast. Going to be talking a little bit about the first event that Dave Castro announced, that Run, Swim, Run. But first, gotta get down to some business. Thanks for pressing that download button on iTunes. And if you haven't done so already, head on over, click the subscribe button on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, and drop us a review. It lets everyone out there know what a big deal and what a great podcast the Big Red Express is. We bring you the top CrossFit athletes. We've got Ben Smith coming up in just a couple of weeks. We talked to him. We've got Tim Paulson coming up this Thursday on Interview Thursday, man. The opportunities are endless. We're going to have Cody Mooney on. We're going to have Alex Smith on, all leading toward the games, which is less than a month away. I think they said about 26 or 25 days away from the CrossFit Games. Man, I'm excited. I don't know about you, but I am super excited to kind of get into the CrossFit Games talk. There's so much going on, and we're kind of in the home stretch of leading to the CrossFit Games. I know the athletes are excited. They're ready to get in there, and I'm ready to kind of talk about everything and anything as the workout's going to announce. We're going to be probably doing more episodes than the normal Tuesday and Thursday. I'm going to try to do an episode every time an event gets announced or something like that, kind of give you my thoughts. It may not be a long episode, but it's going to be a fun episode to talk about, kind of give you my thoughts. And then, of course, the week before the games, I will give my preview of who I think is going to be in the top 10 or the top 5 for the men and top 5 for the women. So it's going to be fun. I'm excited to see what happens and go from there. But guys, we got to give some love to all the sponsors that make this podcast possible every single day. You'll find out more about this next week, but got to give a huge shout out to Ben Smith and CrossFit Krypton. In terms of the Ben Smith Blueprint, if you guys want to know more information about the Ben Smith Blueprint, head on over to CrossFitKrypton.com or go to Instagram and just type in the Ben Smith Blueprint. We post stuff all the time. That's the program that I'm currently on when I work out with Ben, and that's the program that he is on every single day. He does the workouts, then he presents them to you, and it's a great way for you to get your, you know, really take your training up a notch. They got three different programs that you can do if you only have, you know, time for one session a day. If you are an affiliate owner and you don't want to program your own stuff, they have affiliate pricing for just $99. You can't beat that. Programming from one of the fittest men in the history of the sport of CrossFit. You guys will not want to miss that as well. So big shout out to the Ben Smith Blueprint. You're going to be hearing more about that next week on Interview Thursday when I sat down with Ben Smith and kind of talked about his training and talked about the Ben Smith Blueprint in more detail. Give a huge shout out to RX Pro Shop as well. They're located in front of CrossFit Chesapeake in that Grassfield area, right across from Grassfield High School. Go check them out. They've got the biggest selection of stance socks in all of Virginia. They've got stance socks for every age, for every person. They got stance boxers. Man, they've got incredible stuff. They also have Red Bull and other things that you can do and that you will need for every workout, every post-workout, every pre-workout. And go check them out right now at Instagram or on Facebook, RX Pro Shop. Just type it in and it'll bring it up. Got to give a huge shout out as well to Burrito Perdido, one of the longtime sponsors of this podcast. They are absolutely incredible. Go check them out. They're located on Cedar Road in that Sunoco gas station right in front of that Food Lion. So make sure you guys go check out Burrito Perdido. They got that California burrito. It's got some fries, some steak, some sour cream. It's the best place that you will have dinner and you will have lunch because they're only open for lunch and dinner. And so make sure you guys go check them out. They are open from Tuesdays to Sunday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They are absolutely incredible. One of the best places and one of the probably the hidden gems of Hampton Roads. Not sure if it's hidden much anymore. I think a lot of people know about it, but they love the podcast. We love them. I go there all the time to get some food. I may hit there tonight for some dinner, but we'll see what happens. But enough of me flapping my gums, guys. Make sure you guys go check us out. If you guys want to go follow us on Instagram, you guys can go do that as well. Big_red_express. I post a lot of stuff. Instagram, Big Red Express on Facebook, Twitter. We're all over social media. You guys can go check us out in the description below. That's where you guys can go find us. But man, what an opportunity it's been, guys. And I'm going to kind of do one more thing before I talk about the run, swim, run, because it has to do with running. Back on July 4th, I decided to challenge myself and run a mile a day for as long as I can. Hopefully I can do it for a month, maybe even longer than that. I'm hoping to go longer than a month, as long as I can without stopping. So a mile a day. If you guys want to go follow along, we're at BigRedExpressPodcast.com is the link that you can click, and we'll have it in the description below, BigRedExpressPodcast.com. If you guys want to follow my blog post that I'm going to be posting every single day, going to kind of give you a little inspiration, tell you how my run went, and kind of help you guys follow me in this journey as well. Excited to do that for you. It's something new. It's something that I want to stick with, and it's something that I'm excited to bring to you guys every single week and every single day that I run a mile, which is going to be every day for as long as I can go. So it's a fun thing. If you guys want to have any more information or any questions, or you guys want to run with me, hit me up. Go to BigRedExpressPodcast.com, and that's the way you can get access to that blog and all the things that we've got going on here at the Big Red Express. All right, guys, so the first announced workout was a run, swim, run. That's all Dave Castro said, and that's all really that we know so far. I'm recording this episode on a Monday morning at 10:07 and 30 seconds into my Monday. Man, what an opportunity it's going to be for these athletes to really show their strengths early. Show how fit they are early on. Now, I was looking at it and I was wondering, what kind of things could they do with a run, swim, run? Is it going to be a longer run? Is it going to be a longer swim? This is what I thought. I don't think they would have a huge, huge swim. I could see this workout being about an hour long workout. I could see that kind of kicking off the CrossFit Games. I was hoping they would add a bike in there, but there's no saying what they're going to do. I'm still saying they're going to have a bike event in this workout or in these CrossFit Games before it's all said and done. I'm calling that. I think a lot of people have called that, but it's going to be interesting to see how these athletes are going at it and going with it for this first event or this first announced workout. For all divisions, it's a run, swim, run. So that's all we know. We don't know how many miles it's going to be. We don't know how the length it's going to be. We don't know where they're going to be swimming, whether it's going to be a pool, whether it's going to be a lake. I would assume, I would hope that it's going to be a lake, because I would love to see a long lake swim. I would love to see maybe like a 3 or 4 mile or a 5K, a 1K in the water, and then another 5K, or maybe like a 10K, a 1K, and then a 5K or something like that. I would like to see a longer type of run. And I think that's what they're going to do, because I think it's going to kind of separate the athletes. On that first run, you're going to see a lot of athletes, depending on how long it is. But it wouldn't surprise me for them to do like maybe like a mile sprint, and then, you know, a swim, like a mile swim, and then another mile sprint. But we also don't know, could this mean that we see the assault air runners during that run? Is this even going to be a trail run? Is it going to be a track run? We don't know. We really don't know anything. And that's what I think the mystery and the intrigue is to all of this, that Dave Castro has laid out the foundation of a run, swim, run. What does that mean? We have no idea. We do know that all the divisions are going to be doing a run, swim, run event, which makes me think it's going to be a trail run where all the athletes can kind of just go out and do it. I think the women and the men are going to go at the same time in all divisions. I think it's going to be interesting to see how they break this up and how they make it really their own. I'm excited to see what athletes show up. I think it kind of favors, you know, the athletes that are good at that long endurance thing in terms of the masters. And obviously I'm biased on this, but I think David Jones is going to do extremely well. He's a former Navy SEAL and a Navy diver, So he's very comfortable in the water. And I think it's going to be very interesting to see how these CrossFit Games athletes, you know, there's not really that one or two big swimmers like a Jordan Troyon in the past. We have, you know, Noah Olsen's very good in the water. We have Jonikoski injured himself last year in the water event, I think it was a bulged disc in his back. But he's going to be back and looking for redemption in that event. But I think you're going to have to look at the run as well. I think the run is probably going to be just as important, if not more important, than the actual swim. Yes, the swim could, I think, separate some people. And I think the swim, if you're not comfortable in the water, then you might as well start getting comfortable in the water because, you know, that's not, nothing's going to change. That we know that you're going to have a swim in there. And one of the things that I think that I could see Dave Castro doing is I just thought about this literally 2 seconds ago as all these thoughts of what the options could be. So many people think it's going to be a trail run and a swim and a lake swim. And that's all well and good. But the thing that I've learned about Dave Castro over the years is that he hates when people think they know what the workout's going to be. He hates when he is predictable or you know what's coming next or you know what the workout's going to be. He hates that. He likes to throw a little curveball in there, which makes me wonder, could we see an assault run, a pool swim, and then an assault run again? Or could we see an assault run, a pool swim, and then a trail run or something like that? And I think, you know, one of the coolest events that I saw, it was a sprint type event, was at Wodapalooza, where they had the assault runners on the stage at the Bayside stage. They had the assault runners. It was like the running try, and they had the run, and then they had the bay swim, which I thought was a very unique idea. I love the way that it was run, and I think they could do that. I would love to see maybe a run swim run, maybe a couple rounds of that. And no one is saying, people are probably assuming, and I've made this assumption as well, it's just going to be one solid run, one solid swim, and another solid run. We don't know that. He could throw a curveball, says, all right, you're doing a run, a swim, and a run. Then you're going to do it again. A run, a swim, and a run. You just kind of continue on that track. The thing that, you know, kind of gets me, or if it's going to be a run, swim, run, then maybe another swim, run, or something like that. I think it would be interesting to see how he puts a curveball in there, because so many people are out there thinking, okay, well, it's going to be a trail run, it's going to be a lake swim, and then it's going to be a trail run or something like that. But I could see them, especially, you know, there was an assault runner in at regionals, is a big part of regionals. And over the past couple of years, kind of that true form assault runner has been a huge part of regionals. And why wouldn't they want to use it at the games? Why wouldn't they want to use it at this level? So could it be not a trail run, but could it be an assault run? Yes, I think it could be. And I think that's going to be a very big factor on what you see these events coming. And as these events get announced each week, or however many he's going to announce before the actual games start, is who is going to be the person and the people who are expecting that unexpected. Are we going to know what the run, swim, and run entail until the games? We may not. He may have that athlete briefing like they do every year, and he may throw a wrench in everyone's plans. Yes, the run, swim, run. That's what it was. That's what I wrote down. Gotcha. It's going to be a swim, run, swim. Or maybe it's going to be a run, swim, run, and then you got another swim to finish things out. I don't know. But I think it's going to be interesting. I would love to see a trail run, a longer trail run. I would love to see a lake swim, a longer lake swim. I'd say more than 500 meters for sure. And then I would love to see another long run. I think that would separate the pack early. It would, you know, challenge these athletes to kind of start their workout and start their, you know, CrossFit Games in a new place, in a new setting, with new surroundings. And that's the way that I think they're going to go. I personally hope that it's a trail run, a swim in the lake, and then another trail run. But who's saying there's not going to be another trail run later on? Maybe this is an assault run, and then maybe later on it's going to, I don't know how they're going to do it. I just know that Dave Castro likes to throw those curveballs into his plans, and into really the plans of everyone. Right when people think they know what Dave Castro is thinking, he throws something that you don't know or that you did not see coming. And I think I could definitely see something like that coming full swing in this time. And I'm excited to kind of see what happens with this whole thing and how it really plays out. Because I think one of the biggest things the CrossFit Games athletes are wondering is how in the world is he going to attack this? Is it going to be a pool swim? Is it going to be a lake swim? Is it going to be a trail run? Is it going to be a track run? I don't know, and neither does anyone, except for Dave Castro and maybe one or two other people. But that's the joy of CrossFit. That's the joy of the sport that we love, that I like to talk about every single week, a couple times a week, that I still go to the gym. And that's what we love. We love that mystery factor. Some of us more than others. But I think that's what kind of makes CrossFit unique. You never know what's coming. You don't know what the workout's going to be. But at the same time, you know how to train yourself. And the elite athletes will become that top-tier athlete. An athlete that I don't think a lot of people are thinking about, he's a rookie this year, but Alex Smith. Man, I can guarantee you, we'll talk about him, and we'll talk to him early later on as we lead closer to the games, but you can guarantee that when he saw that run, swim, run event, he was super excited that that was coming. He's a very good runner. He's quick as anything. He's a very, very fast runner, and he can swim extremely well. He's very comfortable in the water. Always has been. So I'm excited to see how this goes. I'm excited to see how the CrossFit games play out. There's still so much to come. Like I said, I'm recording this on Monday. So if another event gets announced before this podcast drops on Tuesday morning, then forgive me. We'll talk about it next week. I promise. We'll talk about it later on this week if that is the case. But guys, that's how I'm going to end it. That's my thoughts on event number, the first announced event of the CrossFit Games, that run, swim, run. I don't think anyone's safe. I don't think anything is safe. I don't think a trail run, I don't think, you know, Dave Castro can throw anything at you. And I think he's going to very, very smoothly. And he knows exactly what you're doing. Right when he thinks it's one way, he's going to throw it another direction. So look forward to that. Look forward to so many more things. Look forward to all our interviews that we got coming up. This week is Tim Paulson, the third ranked athlete out of that competitive East Division. And then, of course, we've got Ben Smith coming up next week. Qualified for his ninth straight games, guys, more than any male competitor, and only the second person ever to qualify for nine games, ties with Becca Voigt, who did not qualify this year. But man, it's going to be so cool. You guys, that's going to be a conversation you will not want to miss. So how you don't miss that, you go to iTunes, you just click subscribe, you give us a 5-star rating, and you leave a review, and that's how you're going to get every single episode delivered to your device for absolutely no cost to you. Guys, until next week, thanks so much. We'll talk to you on Thursday. My interview with Tim Paulson, you will not want to miss it. I promise. He was one of the best interviews that we've ever done, and you will not want to miss it. Only here on the Big Red Express, guys. Thanks so much. Have a great rest of your week. We will talk to you on Thursday. Until then, have a great Tuesday.